106FM. Well, the country is celebrating 25 years of a constitutional democracy. The Mint is now releasing a series of new coins to mark the occasion. We've seen the Mint celebrate similar occasions before. Well, not 25 years, but similar occasions. On the line is the General Manager for Sales and Marketing at the SA Mint, Christine Rue. Hi, Christine. Good evening and welcome to The Money Show.
Hello. Good evening and thanks for inviting us on your show.
This is so interesting, Christine. Tell us more about your coins.
So our reason for being is to produce circulation coins for the Reserve Bank. But linked to that, because we're a national mint, we are actually there to depict the important history and nature of a country. So that actually also gives us the opportunity to put different themes every year on coins to celebrate and commemorate our history. To give you an idea, last year we commemorated the 100 years of Nelson Mandela, so there was a special range for that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, last year we also had a beautiful series of dinosaurs telling the history of dinosaurs in South Africa that goes back 230 years. So those are some of the examples. Then we've got another range of coins which is proudly South African, about the South African innovations. And there we started with the Dolosa in 2016, the heart transplant in 2017. And you must watch the space for what's coming this year. It's really a wonderful invention that we were involved in.
Watch the space. I like that. Now, okay, so these collectible coins that are coming out now, I believe they're gold, silver, bronze. Tell us more.
Yes, it is to celebrate our constitutional democracy. And we wanted to commemorate it. And then we thought, so how do we actually do that in a different way? So we actually asked for the first time, the Mint actually went out and we engaged with the Born Frees, the under 25-year-olds, and said, how did they actually experience South Africa? And I actually attended quite a few of these workshops, and it was very clear, especially we had workshops mainly with students at university and young working adults. And it was clear that the message was, thank you because of our constitution.
Oh, I like this.
And I have a right to do this, and I have a right that people should listen to me. So that was really where the idea came from. And we actually took that further, and we developed that thing into the series that we are launching tomorrow. of three coins, a gold, a silver, and a bronze.
Okay, and what are they worth? I mean, you know, coin collectors will always ask, what are they worth? Should I buy them? Are they an investment?
Yeah, so let's start with a gold coin. Usually, gold is made in precious metal, so it has got a certain value to that, but it then depends on the rarity, how many are there in the collection, and how desirable the theme is. So on the gold coin, we decided to put our constitutional court, the building, on, and actually honor our constitution like that. And we asked an architect, Sean Gaylord, to actually do the sketch and the design for us on the coin. And even has got a little bit of the Johannesburg skyline in the back, which is really beautiful. And of that, for instance, we will make 125 of them.
Wow, 125. So they're going to be quite something. They really are.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
That's
quite something. And then additional to that, the silver coin, is, I think, if you ask any South African on the 27th of this month on Saturday, what did you do 25 years ago? Those that could vote all remember those long queues of people wanting to cast their vote for the first time. And that's actually what the inspiration is for the silver coin, the line of people. And it's beautifully depicted by Lady Scully, or alias Laura Windvogel, who actually used the Khoisan rock paintings as her inspiration to make these lines of people.
Yeah.
So every one of the coins have got a beautiful story, and we've had the wonderful opportunity to work with new artists that could help us bring these things to light.
Christine, I know that you are releasing them, am I right, at certain shops. You've got your certain outlets.
Yeah, we are releasing it definitely at the South African Mint in Centurion. We also have a point of sale in Melrose Arch Elegance. We do True Story in Sandton City. But the people are welcome to phone in or email us and go on our website and order it.
That sounds great. So General Manager for Sales and Marketing at the SA Mint, Christine Roux. Great to have you on The Money Show. I really do appreciate your time. And The Money Show brought to you by Nedbank. Looking at money from every angle leads to